In this bulletin, Turkey agrees to a five-day ceasefire in Syria. A Senate committee recommends so-called medevac laws be scrapped. And in cricket, New Zealand's Amelia Kerr to make her Brisbane Heat debut. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. United States President Donald Trump has hailed a five-day ceasefire agreement with Turkey as a great day for civilization. US Vice President Mike Pence announced the deal after 4 hours of talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He says the ceasefire will allow the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces time to withdraw from the region. President Trump, who has faced severe criticism for the withdrawal of US troops from the region, says everybody wins from the deal.
It's a great day for the United States. It's a great day for Turkey. It's a great day for our partners who have really worked. I mean, a lot of people question some of them. I'm not questioning anybody. They really did. The Kurds were great. Great day for the Kurds. It's really a great day for civilization.
Turkey says while it has agreed to suspend fighting, it won't be withdrawing its troops from Syria. A Senate committee has recommended refugee medical transfer laws be scrapped, despite the majority of evidence submitted to its inquiry supporting the process. The coalition-dominated committee's final report has found the so-called medevac laws contain significant flaws, including the absence of a process for returning refugees to Nauru and Papua New Guinea once they've recovered, and short timeframes to assess security and character concerns. The Labor, Greens and Senate Alliance senators on the committee wrote dissenting reports supporting the medevac laws, which give doctors more say on the transfer of sick refugees from Nauru and Papua New Guinea and accompanying family members. Independent Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie holds the deciding vote on whether the laws are repealed and says she will carefully consider the report before making up her mind. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says Australia is well placed to secure trade deals with Britain and the European Union following Brexit. European leaders have unanimously endorsed the Brexit deal, formally sending it to the British Parliament for ratification. Mr. Birmingham says negotiations with the EU are continuing at pace, with the government hopeful to reach a deal by the end of next year. He says Australia will formally launch trade talks with Britain as soon as it is able to do so.
If the deal that has been struck between Prime Minister Johnson and the EU is actually brought into force and accepted by the UK Parliament, that we would have pretty much until the end of next year to be able to conclude negotiations on a deal with the UK and then to be able to legislate and seek to bring that into force, perhaps in tandem with the finalisation of those Brexit steps.
Authorities have launched an investigation into a Queensland abattoir after an ABC inquiry revealed the widespread slaughter and mistreatment of racehorses. There are calls for a major shake-up of the Australian racing industry over evidence thoroughbred horses are being killed en masse, some only months after winning races. The Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses has estimated 4,000 per year are being killed in one abattoir alone, which is now the subject of the Queensland biosecurity investigation. New South Wales Racing Minister Kevin Anderson is vowing to crack down on anyone in the industry abusing animals.
When it comes to the prevention of cruelty to animals, that's the Department of Agriculture. No one wants to see an animal hurt. No one wants to see an animal suffer. No one wants to see an animal tortured. So in terms of that, if anybody is breaching the prevention of cruelty to animals or breaching the rules of racing, then they should face the full force of the law.
The RSPCA says the industry needs to do much more to ensure horses aren't mistreated after they've retired from racing and on-sold to other owners. A parliamentary inquiry has heard a call for greater statutory protection for journalists. The Senate Environment and Communications References Committee is hearing from media organisations about the state of press freedom in Australia. In cricket, New Zealand's Amelia Kerr will make her Brisbane Heat debut tomorrow against the Sydney Sixers in the Women's Big Bash League. Kerr only turned 19 this week, but already boasts 3 years of international cricket and will provide options with both bat and ball for captain Kirby Short. While her unbeaten 232 against Ireland last year put Kerr's name on the map, Short says the New Zealander's skills as a leg spinner will also be put to use. Fellow Kiwi all-rounder Maddie Green will also be debuting for the Heat. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth sunny, 32. Adelaide partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne a few showers and 15. Hobart a shower or two clearing 14. Canberra becoming windy and mostly sunny 19. Wollongong becoming windy as well and a sunny 27. Sydney also sunny 28. Newcastle sunny too 29. Brisbane partly cloudy 29. Cairns mostly sunny 32. And Darwin sunny 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.